Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen up, everybody. We are in the final stretch for you to get your tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships. It's November 3rd and 4th, but the countdown begins now, so get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Also, if you're an Odd Couple fan, if you miss any portion of the show, just download our Odd Couple podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. All you do is type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast from, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. This, of course, is hour number 2 on a Trash Talking Tuesday. So it is your time to shine. You'll have 30 to 40 seconds at the end of the hour. You can call in about 30, 35 minutes. And you'll have 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Rob Parker, who you trashing?
The Houston Astros. All right, for the last time this year, I'm sorry. Chris, they win a dramatic game 5 on the road, a big 3-run home run by Altuve, right? I mean, a storybook.
Altuve, man, I got right? respect for that boy.
And then you got 2 games at home, Chris. You just need to win 1 to get back to the World Series. You get pummeled in both games. 9-2, what was it, 9-2 and 11-4? Those were the 2 games to close out to be able to get into the World Series?
Yeah, they got hammered. They didn't.
I mean, they weren't even close to winning and getting back after such a dramatic. Remember, they were down 0-2 and then won 3 straight games on the road against the Rangers, and then come home and get demolished. And again, we talked about it yesterday with Steve DeSager. No team in baseball history has ever made it to the World Series with a home losing record, and they didn't have one.
Yeah, and I'm with you in trashing them for the way they got beat.
The way they finished. The way they finished.
Yeah, if they... I mean, I got to be honest, I'm not shocked. I thought they'd win one of these games at home. I thought game 7. But I can't say I'm shocked that they won a 3 on the road and lost 4 at home. Because that's what they've been doing all season long, all postseason long. And so...
So it was per script.
I know what you're saying. I think you're saying they choked.
No, my thing was.
I wouldn't say that, but I do agree with you in the way, like, it wasn't even close.
Right.
They lose 4-2, or you know what I mean?
4-3 and a nail biter, right. And somebody got a big hit for the Rangers, you tip your cap to them. But 9-2 and 11-4?
That's bizarre. I don't, they're a very good team, and for them to be so bad at home, I don't get it. I don't know if it's even explainable, Rob. But
and now there's talk, you know, that, you know, Dusty's 74, I think, Chris, 3 or 4, that he'll retire.
That they might try to move on.
I think Dusty, he should retire. Like, don't get fired.
He's got his ring.
I don't want to see them fire him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he shouldn't have to go out like that.
Yep. Rob, Denver is putting it on the Lakers, up 37-20 early. They just started the second quarter. All right, Baseball Justice with David Justice coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rob, there are a few more developments we've been following and talking about this scandal at Michigan with Jim Harbaugh and his coaching staff. Rob G, kind of update us on the latest.
Well, actually, we had more news come down here in the last maybe 10 minutes or so.
According, now what happened?
According to multiple outlets now, it turns out that Connor Stallions, the employee in question on the Michigan coaching staff,
right,
purchased tickets to scout several games outside of the Big Ten, including against Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, in preparation for any playoff games that may be involved. And that's the latest is in the last, 10 minutes?
Now, there was talk, though, Brady Quinn on the show here on Fox Sports Radio, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington and Jonas Knox. And they talked. Brady has said that this type of thing is commonplace in college sports. I believe that's what he said. Here he is verbatim.
The whole thing seems really fishy. Every little piece of it. And I know there's probably Ohio State fans that are like, oh, it's Michigan. They cheated. It's like, well, be careful. Be careful now. All right. I'm just telling you, a lot of coaches that I've talked to don't want to talk about it or make any public accusations for a reason. For a reason. And anyone who's out there that says, oh, this doesn't go on, it's just Michigan, they're lying to you or they're ignorant to how the game of football is today, at least at the college level.
Rob, that goes along with what Paul Feinbaum, remember I was talking yesterday about, he said something on ESPN where he was like, it feels like they're just, the NCAA is going after Harbaugh because he didn't cooperate to their liking, you know, with the earlier investigation regarding him. That kind of sounds like something similar to what Brady Quinn is saying. But go ahead.
I got pushback on Brady Quinn. And just because, see, this is the problem that I have. I get it. He was a college football star. He knows a lot of people in college football. That's his job. He talks to people. And the same thing, you know, what happens is you feel like you got to protect people and you got to, like, you know, like Urban Meyer, he wanted to protect Urban Meyer despite what
and
was going on.
And I don't know
on.
How you did, whether you like Urban or not, I don't have anything against him, but it was hard to defend the stuff.
That's what I'm saying, Chris. I'm not saying you got to bury the guy, but you can't defend some of the stuff. And this is, again, I don't know what his relationship is with Jim Harbaugh, but to totally poo-poo. Now, if he wants to say to me, I have evidence that Alabama does this, and I have evidence that some other schools, they do it as well, Chris, and you want to give it to me like that, and the NCAA has turned their heads, now I want to listen to Brady Quinn. But just to say that everybody does it, no. You show me another school where you have an employee who's buying tickets, Chris, at these games, which is against NCAA rules. Show me. I'm not saying that people don't try to get edges, but Michigan got caught so far, according to the evidence that I've seen. And they still have to have their day, you know, with the NCAA in court or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Right.
But to just throw a blanket, it's like, well, everybody cheats on their taxes. No, everybody doesn't cheat on their taxes. And Brady Quinn can say that. Can you imagine if Brady Quinn, when he's in college, played in the national championship game and found out that the other school had his signals, Chris, and they lost? Don't tell me everybody's cool with that. Bill Belichick is the only NFL head coach, Chris, that I know that was fined $500,000 for a fine and lost draft picks for recording signals. Nobody else. And the other guy who got busted is now Josh McDaniels. And it cost him his job in Denver. Those are the only two coaches I know. And I'm not saying I'm not blind or or covering my eyes that stuff don't go on, Chris.
Right.
But you just can't throw a blanket and make an excuse for Michigan that everybody does it, and that's his claim, is that everybody. Who, Brady Quinn? Name
well,
who's done it.
He's not going to say that.
Well, then that's my
you
point.
Know, he's not going to say name the schools. But I will say this, and I agree with your points about you know, you would rather have something definitive than just, even if he says it's stronger. Because basically the way he said it was that from talking to coaches, they kind of say, like, this happens a lot, and there's a reason the coaches aren't doing it. Even if he were to come out, Rob, and say, look, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that most of the teams in the top 25 do this. They do this. What Michigan's doing is not uncommon in the least bit. That's a stronger statement. What I'll say is this, and I don't know if it's common practice or if it's only Michigan. If it is common practice, like if basically most of the teams are doing this, it's well known, and it's, you know, the coaches don't think, you know, it's a big deal that what Michigan is being accused of, then I don't think that gets Michigan off the hook. I think they should still be punished, but I do think it changes the degree of the punishment. Like I said when we talked about it last week when it first came down, if it's true, Harbaugh should be stripped of his victories that were related to this and suspended for the rest of the year. Now, if everybody's doing it, I would not go that far. I think it should be more like a fine. It doesn't excuse you that everybody does it, but to me, it does change the degree of the punishment. If they're the only ones doing it, then I think that gives them much bigger advantage. And so that's how I look at
it,
Rob.
It's just like
if it's everybody doing this, like, eh, it's not that big of a deal, then it just changes the degree of the punishment.
I just think you have a better argument if you're Brady Quinn and you want to give me examples. That's all. Give me examples.
You can give some details.
Give me some details and some examples.
I mean, you know he's not
going
to say the name of the school.
But you got to give me more than just say everybody does it. I mean, I just think that's totally a cop-out to give Jim Harbaugh and Michigan a pass. And I don't think that's cool or that's okay to do, because I'd ask Brady Quinn, well, you mean to tell me Bill Belichick, who's won 6 Super Bowls, he's the coach that they fined and levied the highest fine for a coach in NFL history? That's the guy they came after?
Well,
then Josh McDaniels is the other guy who was on his staff, Chris, that got busted?
Right.
That?
Like you said, I think a follow-up, if you're in that discussion with Brady Quinn, you can say, well, I mean, you know he's not going to name the schools. You can ask him that. He obviously wouldn't name them. But you can say, why do you think then they're only going after Harbaugh?
Right.
Like,
come
why?
On, man.
I mean, maybe there's an answer. I don't know. But just press it a little bit. Because, look, Brady, as you said, everybody knows he was defending Urban Meyer, and he does have a history of kind of caping up for the college guys. And so when you have that image, then you do have to come with a little more detail.
Otherwise
going to think, oh, man, come on, you're just saying this because
you. This is Brady Quinn defending college football no matter what goes on. And you just got to get away from that. That's all. And Brady, listen to his show. Brady Quinn knows more about college football than I can ever imagine. But I'm talking about it when you're putting out information and just poo-pooing an investigation. You just got to give me more to make me want to believe other than coach. Of course, other coaches aren't going to talk about it because they probably have some other violations. You don't want to have people snooping around. And the easiest way to do it, Chris, is to draw attention to yourself, right?
Right.
That's the
Even
reason.
Even if you're not guilty,
right.
But maybe, you know, you just stuff
you might be
happen.
Doing, right. You just don't want to draw attention to yourself from investigators. So I get that. And it's a fraternity. And most of the time, coaches don't point out each other, right? It's a fraternity.
Right.
There's
right.
so few people who do that job in America. It's like what Chris and I do. How many guys have national radio shows? in the country on a sports network. There might be 20 or 30 guys between us and ESPN, yep. right? That's yep. it. Out of a country of 330 million, do we spend our time talking about what somebody on ESPN said?
We generally don't even go after other
people. We don't. Yeah. We don't even do that.
That's not our job.
It's not our job. But in this case, I'm just saying, you cannot poo-poo what's going on at Michigan. And with all of these details and the camera and the credit cards, Chris, this is credible. This isn't like, hey, maybe, you know, he was at a game. Or they got all the paperwork.
Oh, they know. There's no guy. The only, I mean, let me ask you this. With what I said, if this is, let's just say for the sake of argument, it's happening all over the place. Do you agree with me that you still get punished, but it changes the degree, the magnitude of the punishment?
Yeah, if they really deem it as not the end of the world. And right. If it is, but it's like the speeding ticket, Chris, right? People are speeding, but the people get caught usually have to do pay the fine, right?
Right, but like, you don't lose your car and go to jail.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, so that's what I mean by the degree of it. All right, you mentioned Dusty Baker earlier, Rob. Well, people like Dusty, are they back in style? A-Rod thinks so. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios where the Odd Couple were brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Of course, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, so call in about 10 minutes. You'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports, 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Rob G, give us the this baseball situation that A-Rod was talking about. Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, following last night's Game 7 where the Rangers beat the Astros and everybody's congratulating Bruce Bochy, came out of retirement to get them back to the World Series. And he wanted to open to a bigger conversation, and this was during the post game. He said, you know, Bruce Bochy and Dusty Baker are kind of the last of a dime breed in Major League Baseball. Managers these days are not quote unquote baseball guys anymore. They're all analytics. And
they had Buck Showalter too, but he got fired, you know, from the Mets. He was
right.
Another one.
And, yep. And so here's what he said in the post game. I wish we had the sound, but we don't. To me, it starts at the top with Chris Young talking about the Rangers. Brought back his manager who was pushed out of San Francisco, sat on the couch for 3 years, and then got Mike Maddox and so on and so forth. So baseball people, it's coming back. This is a trend I think is going to continue to happen in baseball.
This is why I'm not so sure that Alex is right there. Because there aren't that many old school managers left, Chris. They're all old. Like, right. How many Bruce Bochys are sitting around that other guys are going to run out and go get? Now you might get away from all the analytics and try to get guys, you know, who have a feel for the game. But to go and think like you're going to go and find these old Lou Piniella, Jim Leland, all these guys, Chris, right. There's nobody. Name me another old guy sitting around. Buck just got fired from the Mets. I don't think he's getting another job. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm looking around. I understand what he's saying, and I hope that he means basically that they're going to go with managers who have a feel for the game more so than just looking at stats. And but if he's saying that, I agree with that.
That'd be great. But to your point, Rob, the next generation of managers are going to be guys trained in the analytics way of doing it, right? Even if they're players, Rob, if they're former players, that, you know, they're going to be guys that came up on 100% teams for the most part, right? 100%, that made decisions analytically. And we've always been, you know, consistent about this. We are not saying analytics doesn't have a place in all these sports. They do, but they should not be the end-all, be-all. They should be a part of the equation, and sometimes you go with the analytics, and sometimes you go with your gut and your feel. I think that's the ideal manager, Rob.
It's good to have, right. It's good to have the numbers, Chris, to say, you know, I'm thinking about pinch-hitting this guy, right, or taking him out, and then you look – he's 2-for-12 against this guy. My gut was right, you know, right. to take him out.
Right.
Like,
right.
Or he doesn't hit, or he's batting 115 against lefties. I need to get him out of their lineup and put somebody else in.
Yeah.
That like you have your gut and then you look at the numbers. You know what? I want to take this guy out. I don't think he's going to get a hit off this lefty. Wait a minute. In his last 20 at bats against lefties, he's batting 375. No. Yeah.
No.
Like that's right. What I would like a manager to use it. Not to just be like, well, a lefty's coming in, he's a lefty batter, he's coming out. No, regardless, he just had 4 hits, Chris, in the game, and you're taking him out because it's lefty against lefty.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Where it's wrong.
No, no doubt. And I think the thing is, even, I mean, there will be a few individuals who buck the system, Rob. But for the most part, players, even ones that may think as we do, many of them, maybe not all, but many of them will say, well, you know what? I don't really agree with this, but if I want to get a job as a manager, this is how you got to do it. You know, there will be some that stand up and say, I'm going to still coach by feel along with the analytics, but most will just go ahead with what's getting guys hired. And so, yeah, I hope A-Rod's right. But I don't know too. If it's going to be the case. Yeah.
I just don't know where the guys are.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Baseball Justice with David Justice is around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's time for Baseball Justice with David Justice. David, welcome, brother. How are you?
Yo, what's up? What's going on, fellas? Boy, this baseball season's unbelievable, ain't it?
Tonight, I know. Like, game seven's all over the place, Dave.
Oh, it's great for baseball, man. It's exciting for all these cities that are still trying to get to the World Series, man. I've been glued in, fellas. It's been unbelievable.
Let's start with the Rangers then. In 2021, of course, they lost 102 games, and they were broken. All right, now 2 years later, $800 million spent in free agency. They're back in the World Series for the first time since 2011. Do they prove that big spending still works in today's MLB?
Well, fellas, listen, anytime you're a team that likes to spend, it stands the reason that you're going to spend it on the best players. So that's always going to be an advantage to those teams that are able to spend the money. Ideally, you want to try to get your nucleus through your draft get some young guys in there that can be productive as soon as they come straight in. And then you don't have to pay them for a few years. Or sometimes you just lock them up early instead of waiting. But I don't think it proves anything other than this. If you want to win, you got to spend some money, but you got to spend money on the right players. And then sometimes you get lucky with a guy like Adalis. Sometimes you get lucky. You pick up a guy who is basically just sitting out there, and you get him for, what is it, cash considerations? And then he keeps working on his game, and all of a sudden he turns into a American League Championship Series MVP. So, Texas is on fire right now, and they're playing with a lot of confidence, and I can't wait for this World Series to start.
Yep. Let's talk about Adolis Garcia, who was named the ALCS MVP after he hit an MLB Series postseason record, 15 RBI against Houston. And if he gets two more in the World Series, he set an all-time record for most RBI in a single postseason. If you're an opposing team, would you even bother pitching to him in the World Series? And let me ask you last night, Dave, you watched the game.
Yeah.
What was Dusty doing pitching to him with first base open, second and third, and one out? Don't you have to set up the double play and pitch to the next guy?
But listen, that's a decision. Now you got a guy who's swinging a hot bat. But remember, the other day he struck out four times and then he hit the home run in the ninth inning? He's a guy who strikes out a lot, guys. So it doesn't surprise me if they want to pitch to him.
He had already had a home run and another ball off the wall, his first two at-bats is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But again, these guys are major league pitchers, man, and they're good. And he's got areas in which he has weaknesses. It's just that they're not pitching to those areas. You know, his patience is a lot better now. I think that's one of the reasons why he's a better hitter. But those are decisions that managers make. And obviously, you know, it didn't work out. But, again, I hate to be in that position. But I wouldn't pitch to him. I would not pitch to him right now because of his confidence and his long ball power. I wouldn't pitch to him unless I really had to.
Well, speaking of Dusty, reportedly he's going to retire after now 26 years as a manager. So social media, they were debating, will Dusty Baker be remembered more for his time managing the Giants or the Astros?
Oh, man, Dusty won over 840 games as a Giants manager. He's going to always be remembered in the Bay Area. Guys, look Dusty's going to be remembered everywhere. From Cincinnati to the Nationals to Houston. We're seeing the end, the final, you know, walk. I wish he would have got one of those years where they celebrate him throughout the whole year, honestly, because he deserves that. Dusty Baker's one of the best managers that we've ever seen. All the players that he's had an effect on, bruh, I'm telling you, you have no idea how many guys have fond memories and love Dusty Baker. Players that have played for him and players that have played against his teams. I hate to see him go, but it's about time, right? How old is Dusty? 74? One of the greatest managers. He'll always be – you could never forget what he did in San Francisco and all the excitement and all the winning that they did when he was the manager. But, I mean, he won a World Series with Houston. You know, everybody's going to remember that. So. But he'll be remembered everywhere.
All right. Speaking of manager, Bob Melvin is stepping down as manager of the Padres to take over the Giants. And apparently the Padres brass didn't see a problem with letting him go to a division rival, which is weird, with still a year left on his contract. Is this a move more likely to wind up hurting San Diego or helping San Francisco? And I'm sure all the money they spent and then them not making the playoffs made it easier to let Bob Melvin go. But who is this going to help more?
Well, Rob, I agree with that as well. He had a year left on his contract. They got a pretty good team.
Right.
You're willing to let him go. That, to me, sends a message that y'all feel like y'all need new leadership. That's what that tells me. Y'all need to get somebody else in there to run this team. Some new blood from the managerial position. That's the only thing I can think of.
And how about Dusty Baker for 1 year?
Well, Dusty's ready to go to the house, man. Dusty's ready to get in that rocking chair. You know, play some golf and some fishing. That's what Dusty's ready to do. But I think, guys, when you're a manager with a really good team that's been there for some years, and they're close, and then all of a sudden you allow him to leave, that's a clear sign that you guys are totally fine with new leadership running that clubhouse. And of course, with everything we heard out of San Francisco, with the players talking about the culture and all of that, so you could see them making the move as well. So we'll see if Bob Melvin can go up there. I mean, he's always been considered a player's manager. Man, he's managed a lot of years. So we'll see what he can do up there in San Francisco.
David, Houston 3-0 on the road in their series against Texas, 0-4 at home. And during the regular season, they were under 500 at home and well over 500 on the road. How do you explain a team being that much better and to the point where they couldn't even win
one home
they
win, game?
I think one postseason game at home.
That's all they won, Chris. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, how do you explain something that drastic at home?
Because that's rare for a good team to not be successful at home. The only thing that tells me is they feel a lot more pressure when they play at home. They feel a lot more pressure than when they go on the road. And sometimes, guys, there's a lot of pressure playing at home. Man, when you're in front of your fans and the bottom of the eighth, they screaming, yelling, you know, and you want to perform for them. Sometimes it can be tougher to play at home. And then also, guys, there's nothing better than beating teams on the road. Like when you go on the road and you got to deal with the fans talking junk and all of that, sometimes that raises your level of concentration, you know, and brings out that dog more in you. There's nothing better than winning and beating another team in their stadium. I cannot understand why they're not as successful at home. I mean, this is your home ballpark,
right?
With the fans that are really behind you. But I think I really believe that they just play with more pressure at home. That's the only thing I can think of.
Last thing, Dave, we got about a minute to go. It's 1-1 Philadelphia and Arizona in Philly in the second inning. Who do you have tonight? Because this is going to be a good game, I think. Who do you have tonight? Hey. And what's the reason? And what will be the reason why whichever team you pick wins? What will be the reason?
This is Ali Frazier. I mean, this is a heavyweight fight right here. Both teams, I think it's going to come down to the bullpen, and I think it's going to come down to which one of these bullpens can keep these guys all off balance and off guard and out of the middle of the strike zone. Because when you pitch both these teams on the corners, and when you show the breaking ball with good snap and you got it bouncing in the dirt and you get these guys out front, that's when they've been successful. But as soon as they leave pitches over the middle of the strike zone, as soon as they're pitching and hitters count, it seems like now you're in trouble. I like Philly because Philly at home. But, man, I got so much respect, God, for Arizona. And you can't count them out, man. They have the confidence. But I'm going to go with Philly only because they're at home. And I just think they vibe off being at home and playing in front of their fans. And they play great in front of their fans.
All right, that's Dave. Our man, David Justice, the World Series champion. Thanks a lot, brother.
Appreciate it, Dave.
All right, Trash Talking Tuesday is now 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season. For a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash, Prize Picks daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/ODD100 and use the code OD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Today, it's time for Trash Talk.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Eric in Riverside, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Eric?
What's up, Rob and Chris? First time caller, long time listener. I'm trashing my Green Bay Packers, man. Hey, the offense sucks right now. Our defense sucks right now. Everything's going bad. Let Jordan Love throw the ball. Let him throw the ball.
He's been struggling to throw it.
He's been struggling, man. If they're doing that, throw in Sean Clifford, man. What? We have nothing to lose. Now I know why Aaron Rodgers was frustrated.
All right, Aaron.
They have nothing to lose with letting Jordan throw, right?
I got my son on the line. Can you say something?
If he drowns, what was that?
He's on the line. Can you say something?
Who? Who is it?
Go, Isaac. My son.
Hello.
Isaac, what's up?
Hey, Isaac, how are you?
Hi. Good.
Great, Isaac.
How old are you?
Come on, trash our Packers.
That need to work on their offense. Cause Jordan Love cannot throw the ball. Cause when we played against the Broncos, we threw it to Samori Tor, and Dylan, I was wide open, and that's how we lost to the Broncos.
All right,
so
now
what Jordan throw, and the son says he can't throw.
Thank you guys, appreciate it, Eric. Thank you, Isaac. Eric, in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Eric?
Hey, Rob, Chris, can you guys call Tiptoe Tom Telescope, the Chargers GM, to let him know he has a dumpster fire out back? And he has Brandon Staley's name written all over it. And also, let him know he wasted a bunch of money on a kid they call Chef Herbert, who does nothing but throw bologna in everyone's macaroni. This kid can't close an automatic screen door. But what do I know? I'm just a dude on the couch talking trash, so I'm going to stick and trash.
Very nice, Eric. Well, nicely done, my man in
frustrated
Oregon.
Frustrated Chargers.
Yes. You. Paul in Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Paul?
Hey, fellas, always appreciate being on. I'm going to keep it going, the trend of pissed off pit football teams. My Buffalo Bills organization has completely ruined an opportunity in the last couple of years, ever since the 13 games, mismanagement after mismanagement, terrible offensive play calling, terrible coaching decisions. McDermott shouldn't be there. This window on us winning it all has slammed shut. You're going to waste Josh Allen, and the long, sad trail of a Buffalo Bills fan is going to continue. Isaac, the Green Bay Packers fan, you have a long life ahead of you, man. Be patient. You're going to win it. Unlike my Bills, I'm 43 and I'm gray, and it's their damn fault.
Man. And, Chris, you remember before the season, I told you about the Bills, how I just didn't like them.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought they made a mistake by extending McDermott. I mean, he had a few years left on his deal as it was.
There was no reason to do it. It was premature.
Not at all.
Not at all. Herm in Miami, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Herm?
Oh, I'm trashing that morning show of yours with two pros and a cup of Joe and Jonas Knox, and I'm sick of his stupid commercial teasers. I'm sick of his non sequiturs, and they got to rename the show Two Schmoes and a Tray Full of Blow.
Wow. My God. Wow. My God.
Wow.
Wow. That's very
Those
rough.
Are our boys.
I know. Hey, and you know me
you
and
trash
Jonas.
Trash anyone on Trash Talking Tuesday, including us.
We can't get in the way. Yes. Okay. Right. But they're all guys. Thanks anyway. Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Adam?
Man, I'm trash and I'm kind of hate, man. I want to trash the Phillies as a Nationals fan. I want to trash the Phillies for having our whole old roster. And I really want to trash Bryce Harper for acting like the D.C. fans wasn't real sports fans. You want to know how much real fans we are? For years, we didn't have a team. We drove up the guy off of Baltimore just to see baseball. We real baseball fans, and I hope the Phillies lose. That's who I'm trashing, Rob.
Okay. Thanks, Adam. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing, Gary?
In the 2015 Finals MVP voting, Iguodala got 7 votes, LeBron got 4. Nick Wright went on a TV show in 2019 and said that wasn't true. The real voting was Iggy 4, LeBron 4, and Steph 3. And because the voters didn't want co-MVPs, the three Steph voters came together and changed to Iguodala. The league office voters came out and said that was not true. Nick Wright then issued an apology on Twitter. But then last year, he went on the Ethan Strauss podcast and said that he actually believes he was right. This guy is so traumatized that LeBron didn't win that Finals MVP in 2015 that he's tricked himself into believing he knows a fake history and is trying to tell that to the public to further the LeBron James agenda.
All right.
They're trashing our colleagues, right?
I know, man. And we didn't get any of it.
Us.
Normally it's us.
Right, right.
We've had to sit here and take it sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Rob G,
real quick, you trashing your Lakers for their start or no?
They're coming back now.
Why am I going to trash my Lakers? The future champion, Los Angeles Lakers. Are you kidding me?
You don't believe that.
No, you know who I'm trashing? This is another behind the scenes trashing. I'm going to trash my guy, Chris Broussard, because he was so shooketh. He didn't want to pick the Lakers to win the championship. He's like, hey, man, can we just do our picks around Christmas time? Because, you know, I don't want to pick the Lakers now and have it, you know, come back.
Is
to
that
bite
right,
me.
Chris? Wow.
No, on first things first, people might notice we didn't make picks today because we're going to wait till around Christmas, you know, and let it, you know, right now everybody's thinking football. And so that's all that was. Keep it locked. An hour left. Ah, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!